FBI's Houston office and local law enforcement in the area say they finished searching a Houston address connected to Shamsuddin Jabbar. He's the 42-year-old Army veteran who drove a rented pickup truck through the French Quarter in New Orleans early Wednesday, killing 15 people and injuring dozens. ABC's Chief Justice correspondent Pierre Thomas has more on the sweeping investigation that began on Bourbon Street.
They found an assault rifle and a handgun and also IEDs, one in the car and others throughout the quarter. The ATF will do a trace on those handguns to figure out the origin. And also, I'm told that they will dissect each one of the IEDs that they find to try to figure out where the parts were bought.
Authorities are also investigating any connection between the attack in New Orleans and the explosion of a cyber truck outside of a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. That took place later in the day Wednesday. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. The state has already seen an elevated number of norovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with the last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates. RSV cases are also low, but they're starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents traveled to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors. Starting the new year with a new awareness of scammers and their methods can help you have a fraud-free year in 2025. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau has collected a group of resolutions to help you stay fraud-free. Add these to your list of weight loss and financial goals to make the upcoming year safer. Resolve to be cautious with email. Be wary of any unsolicited emails. Resolve to never send money to strangers. Research before making online payments and purchases. Resolve to never share personal information with a stranger. Resolve to create strong, unique passwords for each account that you have. And resolve to be social media smart. That means not sharing too much personal information. Finally, check your financial statements regularly and educate yourself on the latest scams. Find out more ways you can protect yourself against being scammed this year by seeing our story at WISS.FM. The Packers organization has announced the 10 finalists for this year's Packers Fan Hall of Fame, and five of them are from Northeast Wisconsin. Fans from Bondiwell, Combined Locks, Manawa, Pound, and Pulaski are among the nominees. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jair Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you having surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jair struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are a part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again, so it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
You kind of scared yourself, you turn and run. But if you have a change of heart, Ricky, don't lose that number. You don't want to call nobody else. Send it off in a letter to yourself.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And a heinous crime occurred on yesterday in New Orleans. You know, terrorism, a word that we grew accustomed to hearing a decade or so ago. And so we were terrified because we knew that terrorism could strike anywhere, randomly. And to be quite frank with you, there's almost nothing that can be done that if somebody wants to create an act of terrorism, that it can be stopped. An individual who decides to do something heinous, how do you stop that person? Because number one, you don't know who it is. You don't know where it's going to occur. You don't know what they're going to do. And the world is full of people who can become terrorists. 855-752-4842. I'm going somewhere with this. As I was watching all of the news, on yesterday, outlets, nationally, internet, everywhere, I spend an inordinate amount of time watching and listening. And one of the things, Calvin, that right away triggered in my mind was the FBI. And the FBI took the lead, and the FBI was digging through all of this information and finding out who this person was and everything there is to know about that person. The FBI. Now, we've got people right now, Calvin, who are saying we want to do away with the FBI, right? I mean, you clearly are hearing. Well, the FBI, as we know it, we want to do away with that, and we want to reconstitute it. We want to shut down the FBI at headquarters, and we're going to start all over again. Calvin, can you imagine if there wasn't an FBI who had the capabilities to dig down? I've never said that the FBI is, you know, a Christian organization. That's not who they are. But certainly, you can't, this nation would be a lot less safe without the FBI, Calvin.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. The Trump administration, specifically Donald Trump himself, has this grudge against the FBI. I think relating back to the documents case at Mar-a-Lago. Right. And yeah, it's just a grudge, and that's the only thing down to it. And that is, it's scary that something so ridiculous is endangering everyday or all Americans.
You know, Calvin, it is. What he has is a grudge. And so here's a man who's the guy that he's talking about putting in that position that's clearly stated what he's going to do. Can you imagine if there was no FBI and if it was neutered to the degree that somebody would be watching over it to control it? Now listen, man, I've been around a while, and I know some of the things that the FBI has done that I haven't supported. You know, bugging Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's hotels, rooms, and some of the things that it did with the Black Panthers, and some of the things that J. Edgar Hoover did that were really horrific and horrible. And yes, the FBI does some digging into things, and they do things that we, the citizenry, is not aware of. But man, can you imagine if there was no FBI and a situation, not only what took place in New Orleans, but the cyber truck attack in Las Vegas. And the FBI is drilling into that and getting the information on that, and they're following through and they're determining whether or not, you know, this is an organized effort. 855-752-4842. And yet there are people in this country who are in leadership who want to see the FBI dismantled. Terrorism is around every corner. And law enforcement is not equipped to deal with those types of things. They're just not. That's not what they do. They don't have the capacity to do the kind of research, nor the manpower that the FBI does. And the FBI can do this globally. But the FBI is there to at least protect the citizenry. And that's what they've done. And that's what they do. I mean, do they make mistakes? Yeah, they do. But man, can you imagine if what took place in New Orleans yesterday, if there was no FBI that could start drilling down and drilling into that information and able to discern who did what? How many people are engaged in it? Is it a one-person thing? Is it a global thing? Has this been ordered? Has it been ordered from overseas? That's what the FBI does. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts? Because I'm not hearing the people who've been calving over the last 5 months saying we got to do away with the FBI. You know, during the campaign, you constantly heard that from people on the right. Well, you know, the FBI has been used to attack Donald Trump. Well, hey, man, the FBI is bigger than one guy. It's bigger than the FBI is to think that the FBI decided that it was going to go after one person, that it was going to go after Donald Trump alone, and that because it was going to go after Donald Trump, you know, it set into motion an assault on him. And everything else that the FBI does basically gets dismissed. I mean, these things just are nonsensical if you really give it some thought. So I forgot the guy's name who they're trying to push in to take control over the FBI. But I think they need to think long and hard. If congressmen and senators, especially in lieu of what just transpired on yesterday in New Orleans and in Las Vegas. They need to give that a long, hard thought before they make a decision. You know, and I understand the folk who, you know, with Trump, and they've been with Trump, and so, you know, it bothered them. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. Your thoughts?
Happy New Year.
You as well.
Listen, this is just all part of, you know, the Trump dump model. They want to shape the narrative with everything. They want to get rid of NOAA for weather so that they can shape the narrative of the weather. They want to get rid of the leader of the FBI so that this guy, we would never know in a million years if Trump was in charge. The guy that ran that truck,
I know,
to those people in New Orleans was an American citizen. It would have been a terrorist attack. We would never know anything about him. You know, that's the whole thing. Everything he's doing is so he can shape the narrative of what he tells this country and the gullible folks that followed him. But the rest of us are all quite aware of what he's up to.
If people just thought just a little bit, where would we be if there was no FBI to investigate and come back with these answers? I was watching, and I was saying to a friend of mine, I'm listening to the media, and the media is asking a million questions. They want answers like right now. The FBI was saying, well, you can't give you those answers right now, but give us some time. I mean, I it's hard for me to imagine, man, just what's going on. Hey, Brendan, thank you very much, as always, for the call. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, 10 policies that Republicans are going to use to pay for the new tax cuts for the wealthy on the other side.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines and Jim from Eden. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Yes. Good morning, Earl, and Happy New Year. You were talking about what happened there.
Yes.
Down in New Orleans. Yeah, and the FBI agent, Alethea Duncan, the woman who spoke, for
yes.
the representative of the FBI down there, during the beginning of the press conference, said there, this is not terrorism. And the thing is, what gives us doubt about the FBI.
Wait. What doubt does it give you about the FBI, man?
Well, let me see. What she said. She said initially, this is not terrorism. He knew
he had
an Islamic flag. There was an Islamic flag on this Ford truck. She knew that, but she came out right away saying, no, it's not terrorism. And then she had to backtrack later when it was very clear that this was an Islamic.
Okay, so let me ask you something. So how do you know, why are you so assured? Why were you so assured? What was it that you knew that the FBI didn't know that it was terrorism because there was an Islamic flag?
Yeah, then an hour later, a couple hours, then it was coming out, hey, he had an Islamic flag on his truck.
So
yeah, why didn't they immediately say that?
Well, so let me, because this is kind of, part of what I'm talking about. So clearly you don't have trust in the FBI because of that.
Right. And then so all the other things prior to that, going
like
into
what?
Going into Trump's house, isn't that, would you like that done to your house?
Let me say this to you, man. If I had documentations that didn't belong to me, that belonged to the federal government, and I was warned and told to return it, and I kept it as if it was mine, what are you talking about, man?
Well, then later it was said that they were wrong for going in there.
No. No. Hey, Calvin, you want to respond to Jim?
Well, it's just, it's ridiculous. It's nonsensical. The connection, first of all, to his point about the FBI spokesperson not claiming it wasn't terrorism, it sounds like it was an evolving investigation and then it was corrected. That is what the law enforcement process entails. New information. It sounds to me like the statement about it not being terrorism was made before you or anyone else knew about this Islamic flag, which to me, it also sounds like you're equating someone being Islamic, committing a crime, and then they are therefore it's terrorism, which also isn't true. And then to Trump, there was a warrant to search his property that he was aware of. It was performed when he wasn't there. He knew he had the documents and he was supposed to give them back. I don't know where you got that this was a mistake because I have never seen that reported anywhere. But yeah, I guess that's my thoughts.
All right, go ahead, Jim.
Can I just go to Islamic that they are terrorists? I mean, you just said that. No,
come on, man. What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, book says to go after those Christians.
Okay, so hey, man, listen. So we're talking about the FBI, right? We're talking about what occurred. We're talking about people who think that the FBI, like you, should be dismantled. And then you bring up because they went to Donald Trump's house. And never mind what I said from the beginning, the work that they're doing right now to drill down and dig into this and try to protect the American people. That doesn't register with you, man?
I think they should just, the leadership should be looked into, that maybe some things have gone down that shouldn't have, and at least have an investigation.
You mean something has gone down with going to Donald Trump's house, right? You know they went to Joe Biden's house, right?
Well, why didn't they accuse him of the same thing, holding property?
What are you talking about? Because he gave it to them.
No, it was in his garage.
But he gave it to them.
Not the stuff that was in his
garage. He gave it to a man. Donald Trump refused to give it to them. Maybe you should, maybe you should do a little research. You know, Jim, you're a nice guy, but you're ill-informed. You know, what they're telling you on Fox News and these other places, they're not telling you the truth. You should read it for yourself. Right? I mean, you really should. And you just don't seem to be doing that, man. I'm not trying to pick on you. Like I say, you're a nice enough guy. But if you think that the FBI should be dismantled because, you know, they went to Mar-a-Lago, yeah, they had every right to go there, man. He had something that didn't belong to him. It belonged to the government. All right, 855-752-4842. Guys, hang on. Not only are we going to continue this conversation, but we're going to get to the politricksters of the day on the Earl Ingram Show.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Let's look at our population. As the nation rang in the new year, the U.S. Census Bureau this week projected the population would reach 341,145,670 people with the start of the new year. This represents an increase of 2,640,171 people from last January 1st and 9,696,329 people from Census Day, April 1st, 2020. In January 2025, this month, the United States is expected to experience one birth every 9 seconds and one death every 9.4 seconds. Meanwhile, net international migration is expected to add one person to the United States population every 23.2 seconds. The combination of births, deaths, and net international migration increases the U.S. population by one person every 21.2 seconds. The projected world population on January 1st was over 8 billion people, an increase of over 71 million from New Year's Day 2024. During January 2025, 4.2 births and 2 deaths are expected worldwide every second. The Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles is highlighting some of their new offerings from the past year, including $6 million in funding to provide free driver training courses to low-income students. DMV officials say the program helped nearly 10,000 students through the new Driver Education Grant Program. The agency has also updated thousands of driver's records to include emergency contact information for authorities in case of an accident and delivered nearly 170,000 hybrid or EV stickers for vehicles. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. Visit WISS.FM.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jade, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mind blowing.
my time to work the problem out, yet trying to convince her that there is no need for doubt.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You know, before I get to the politrickster of the day, you know, we were talking about the FBI and the role that they play in now investigating this terrorism. And, you know, forgot the guy's name who we just had on, but you know, he represents a lot of people who is so blinded. Well, you know, they went after Donald Trump, so because they went after Donald Trump, the FBI should basically be dismantled. Oh, come on. Let's go to Charles from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what?
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
You know, his name was Jim. You know,
yeah,
I don't know if I want to feel sad for Jim and CJ and Dave and Gary and any other conservatives that call and are butt hurt that Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago was raided. Not only was he asked to give back the documents, I think well over a year, they lied and said that they gave them all back and they didn't.
I know.
Then, unlike ordinary people, that homes like Breonna Taylor's get busted into at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning with guns ablazing, his lawyers were informed that there was going to be a raid there. So Donald Trump was told not to be there because there was going to be a raid there.
Yeah.
And Jim is butthurt because the FBI did their job.
You know, man, you know, again, which is what they're doing right now in investigating what took place in New Orleans and what took place in Las Vegas. I wish you had more time, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. Hey, Mark from DeSac, let's go. Prayer DeSac.
Yeah, it's ridiculous that we're hearing this once again. I thought, remember that it is Joe Biden and Mike Pence, hopefully they would come and take the documents. You know, I don't know if they were unaware that they still had them, but Donald Trump held on to those documents after being asked for over a year to return them to the National Archives because they're not there, the property of the people of the United States of America, not Donald Trump's. And the fact of the matter is, it's more than likely that Donald Trump monetized some of that information. He was bragging about having this stuff. He bragged about secret information to
everybody. He was showing it to anybody who came by. See, look what I got.
You know, and who knows what kind of security was violated, by just having that information there, whether people are coming out of Mar-a-Lago all the time. Have all those people that have been in Mar-a-Lago been cleared, by national security? But who knows if there's Russian operatives or Chinese operatives or just economic operatives, and they're looking for information to snatch up. Donald Trump did not take good enough care of that information after being told to give it back. I mean, and that's what gets me, is that they want to excuse all this stuff, blame the FBI. And let's remember, one of the roots of the FBI was apparently the, if you ever heard of Killers of the Flower Moon, where all these
yes.
Native Americans are dying in Oklahoma because their spouses and family members are stealing from them because they had the oil rights there. And that's when the phone did. That investigation was part of the founding of the FBI. We don't hear about, that. And for terrorist incidents have been happening in this country for well over 100 years. Let's remember that the Ku Klux Klan was a terrorist organization. The terrorists that carried out the assault on Tulsa back in the 1920s, that was a terrorist attack. I mean, that now they say, well, it's the Muslims that are doing this, it's Islamic terrorists. There's been plenty of other terrorists out there, and the FBI is well positioned to investigate terrorism no matter – I don't give a crap who is committing it.
Hey, Mark, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. Always pointing at information. Tom from L.A., you're up next.
Yeah, Earl, I first want to say thank you to you and Calvin that actually pushed back about the raid on Trump in terms of having a search warrant, because you're not going to hear that from anywhere else. And on top of that, you guys are the authority because you have the microphone, so any of us callers can call in, and people can just say that's a caller. But I hope that for 2025 that continues, where Calvin actually gives the facts to these people that are out there. Second, FBI. Republicans want to privatize everything. They want to get rid of the FBI and have some private company take a profit off of it. And they probably will have, just like they did with NASA, and then it became SpaceX or Space Force or whatever the hell it is. That's what they do. They want to privatize or profitize everything, but they want our money, we the people, to be paying for it. Also, I think we're going to hear a new word in the new year, and it's going to be called vigilante-terrorism. And the reason why I say that is my dad said a long time ago that in America there has to be a balance between the rich, the middle class, and the poor. And when that stops happening, there will be a revolt from the bottom up and the middle out.
You know, Tom, I don't disagree with you on that, man. Thank you very much for the call. CJ, you're up.
Well, I hope I get a fraction of the time, but you obviously didn't read the Robert Mueller report.
What are you talking about, man?
The report.
And you have. The question is whether or not, when you look at what transpired on yesterday, the role that the FBI is playing in addressing those issues. You're talking about reports about Donald Trump, man. The bottom line is, are they making it safer for the American people?
When we watched Andrew McCabe, the deputy director of the FBI, lie that leaked information that social media paid, the FBI paid social media to cover stories, the dual justice system that we saw.
Hey, CJ, we're talking about what the FBI is doing right now. Are you not cognizant of the fact that there were terrorist attacks on the nation yesterday? Does that not matter or register to you? Do you have to continue to go back to the talking points?
You call him talking.
Hey, man, don't you understand 15 people were murdered yesterday, man? Do you understand
the
that?
The Justice Department has destroyed the FBI.
Well, what are you talking about, man? If they destroyed the FBI, how were they able to do the work that they just got through doing and that they're in the process of doing right now? You know, I have CJ on, and people get frustrated with me for having him on. But I have him on so people understand that there are others like him out here who don't have independent thought, okay? He has no independent thought, because if he had independent thought, he could respond to the question that I asked him. Mike from Kenosha, go ahead, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was listening to the last caller, and I get so frustrated. I understand you got to have them on. I want them on. But let me just remind people that the Mueller report had over 150 pages of dedicated Russia interference in American elections. And yet the right-wingers and the right-wing messaging still calls it a witch hunt. The FBI and the Justice Department recently, meaning 5 years ago during the Trump administration, they were doing Trump's bidding. Nobody can deny that. Nobody can deny that. And CJ, if you want to debate that, let's go. We'll debate that. There's no doubt, you know.
Well, he hasn't read the Mueller report. He hasn't read the Mueller report. He can quote. He can't quote something he hasn't read. You know, he can be a parrot and respond to what he heard on conservative talk, but that's it.
Well, and just real quick on the Russia, they call it a hoax.
let me ask any, you know, level-headed person out there in your audience, when you hear from multiple nations, their security people, that there's something going on within the Trump circles, and you need to look into this. When we see Manafort, and we know that for 10 years he is working for Putin, getting Eastern European nations flipped over to Putin's way of doing things. You know, he owed Putin and so, Putin's oligarchs $10 million.
So Mike, that information is out there. It's available. And so my thing is, again, yesterday 15 Americans were murdered, and the FBI is investigating it, and they say it's an act of terrorism, and they're connecting it to what took place in Las Vegas. And so how can people say, do away with the FBI? How is that a lucid thought, Mike?
Great question, Earl, and I will say the only people that are mouthing those words are divide and conquer MAGA people. You don't hear any of the traditional mainstream Americans, you know, your neighbors, your friends, nobody else is talking this way.
No, MAGA. Because it makes no sense, right? Well, because they went after Donald Trump. Man, what kind of childishness is that? Ask those families, those families of the 15 people who got killed yesterday, you know, whether or not they agree with Donald Trump and CJ and others who want to go back. Well, the Mueller report. Man, what are you talking about, man? They're working to try to prevent even more people from being assassinated, Mike. Shouldn't that matter?
Yes. It should absolutely matter, but until we have level-headed players that are doing public service and not self-service, this is the new normal, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it is, man, and it's the reason I brought it up. And the FBI is digging deeper, and so let's see if Donald Trump will say today or tomorrow that we should do away with the FBI. Let's see if he was talking that talk before the election. I guarantee you, after what happened yesterday, you won't hear a mumbling word out of him about the FBI. You won't. He's got enough sense not to be that stupid. You know, but the folk who support him, 855-752-4842. Up next, the Politricksters of the Day on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. January 14th at 7, Boys Varsity Hockey faces off against Appleton North at Appleton Family Ice Center. January 16th at 6 and 7:45, Boys Varsity Wrestling plays double duels versus Hortonville and Appleton North at Kakana High School. January 17th at 5:30, Boys Swimming competes in the Varsity Invitational against multiple schools at Appleton North High School. At 7:30 is both the Girls Varsity Basketball game and Boys Varsity Basketball game at Hortonville High School. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. The pilot tricksters of the day. Are you aware that the Congress approved $900 billion for the military budget while claiming there is no money for housing, healthcare, and education? Congress, 83 yes votes, 12 no votes. That means Democrats, y'all, voted yes to spend $900 billion on the military budget while claiming there's no money for housing, healthcare, and education. And so Congress, once again, 83 yeas, are pilot tricksters of the day. Now listen to this. Because here's the plans of Republicans to offset the tax cut. This is their plans. All right. They want to impose new tariffs of $2.7 trillion. Repeal the clean energy programs, $700 billion. Cut unauthorized programs, $516 billion. I'll get into what those things are, tomorrow with Sandy. Cancel student loan forgiveness, $275 billion. Eliminate the education department, $200 billion. Cut food stamp benefits, $180 billion. Impose Medicaid work requirements, $109 billion. Withhold anti-obesity drugs, $40 billion. End child tax credit for non-citizens, $20 billion. Cut IRS funding, $68 billion. Now, I don't know about you, but all those programs they just mentioned, I clearly would rather see those programs than the wealthy, the rich, getting another tax cut. I keep saying, we don't know what our elected officials do. And even for Democrats who voted yes to the $900 billion for the defense budget, knowing all those other entities that affect the average American, shame on them. Hey, CJ, I'm going to give you another shot. Go ahead, quickly.
Well, the mere fact, Earl, thank you for taking my call, but you won't even acknowledge what happened. You obviously didn't read those reports.
Hey, CJ, listen, you didn't read the report, and I don't care what the report said. As an American citizen, do I feel safer having the FBI out there and doing the work that they do? As an American citizen, globally, yes. Maybe you don't. You know, maybe you know, you're so jaded that you sit back talking about a report on Donald Trump. Man, this is about 15 people that got killed yesterday. You don't mention that at all because you can't comprehend that, man. You have no independent thought. So you go back to the Mueller report.
The Durham report.
Or whoever, do whatever.
There's a difference between the leadership and the staff and the workers. So the rank and file is out there doing the job. The leadership is the one that took them.
Hey, man. Thank you very much for the call. Al, you got the last of it.
Earl, everything you just said is about population control. It's about removing programs that allow people to die off so that the numbers of people left will have more resources. Now, if you look at it the right way, it's all about population control. When Trump first went in office, they had a big meeting in Europe, and that was what the population, that's what the topic of discussion was worldwide, about reducing the number of people on Earth to access more resources for the wealthy.
You know, Al, I can't dismiss anything you just said. How many resources do the wealthy need, Al?
It ain't about need. It's about
want.
Power and control, and we want to kill off as many people as possible to open up more resources for us to sit around and play with our gold and whatever.
Hey, Al, thank you very much, man. Appreciate it. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back tomorrow with Sandy Williams. We'll talk about a plethora of things. As always, Calvin, thank you, man. Couldn't do it without you. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach. Thank you, Dr. Omar. And thank all of you who make the Earl Ingram Show go. See you guys on tomorrow.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Law enforcement sources tell ABC News the FBI and New Orleans police do not believe anyone else was involved in the terror attack in the French Quarter, and that the attacker planted the improvised explosive devices himself before driving through the New Year's crowd. Jim Maurer and his wife were in that crowd visiting from Iowa.
We were in the middle of the street. The truck was coming right towards us, but luckily we did see it and hear it quickly enough to get ourselves out of the street, but unfortunately, right in front of us, several others did not.
Over 30 people were hurt. The attacker, Shamsuddin Jabari, 42-year-old U.S. citizen who served in the Army. President Biden will convene his national security team this afternoon for updates. This afternoon also features the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. Homeland Security investigations helping to secure the game that was postponed by one day. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with